Does your community have restrictive covenants?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Restrictive covenants are clauses in real estate transactions that once prohibited the sale of homes to certain ethnic groups. Some estimate that as many as 10,000 American communities once had covenants. The purpose was to prevent African Americans, Jews, and other ethnic groups from living in that town. Since 1968, such restrictions are unlawful. Such covenants not only deprived people from owning homes, by doing so, they also deprived them of better education and access to local jobs. It's puzzling how anyone could want to restrict people, but it is doubly puzzling how followers of Christ could defend such a practice, since the scriptures declare that God accepts all people equally. God showed this to Peter when in Acts 10, he let down the sheet of unclean animals. Paul also got the message, for he wrote in Ephesians chapter 3, Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body, on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. Together, as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. Since Jesus Christ does not recognize restrictive covenants among his people, why would his followers ever do so?
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. Daily Direction with Dr. Melvin Banks is a radio ministry of UMI.